Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hello, everybody. Testing the sound. I'm right here at the beach on the ocean. I wanted to see how it sounds. Let me listen to myself back for a minute. All right, it's pretty loud. But also, I think it's kind of magical to be here at the beach. So here's what I wanted to share. I've been thinking about just moms in general and motherhood. And I've been thinking, I look out at the ocean and it's like super, super calm. I mean, there's little chops here and there. It's the ocean, right? It's not like a lake. But then all of a sudden you get to the coast and it's like, bam, slam, wave after wave. And especially at this beach we're at, the waves are just like, they go up and then they slam right down. They're not even surfable. Like, they don't stay up very long. They curve, and then when they fold, like, they just fold fast. They're little and they're dense. And I've been thinking about how, a couple things. Number one, when you look out at the ocean, or you can just imagine in your mind, all that vast water that is not folding into waves, that's the grand majority of it, right? Is actually, it's a lot like our childhood and most of our 20s, or maybe most of our late childhood. And then there comes a point, whether it's postpartum depression, postpartum is often for many women this point where there's no more space for all the trauma and it just has to start coming out. And so you have this push from the middle of the ocean to the outer edges, and it can't just sit there. It has to fold, and it washes in and out. Like, our energy needs to be washed. There has to be stuff, the deep, dark stuff, the heavy stuff, the unpleasant memories, the, you know, when we were literally hit and abused or spanked, when maybe a boy touched us in a way we didn't ask to be touched, or, you know, we were bullied at school, or we were made to think we were like a dumb blonde, but actually we weren't. And we, like, all these false identities that we took on from a place of pain and trauma, they got to get washed. Washed clean, and they start to come up and out. And so I can't emphasize enough, I say this, but a lot of you, maybe you're new here, I want to say it again. Depression and anxiety, your first goal is to manage them. But that's not the end of the work. That's the beginning. That's step one. A lot of people just stop there. They get on the meds, and I have nothing wrong with meds. I took medication, antidepressants, prescribed by a doctor, after, you know, with my first episode of postpartum, but then it came back after the next baby. And I have since realized, as I've, you know, become an expert on this stuff, is, you know what? Depression and anxiety weren't meant to be managed, period. They were meant to be managed as a means to discovering the root of why they were there in the first place. I just have to give a side note. So I have the ability to pause on this voice memo app I'm talking on. And one of my children has to go potty, and I was like, just go potty in the ocean. Is that terrible? I hope not. Also, I am currently sitting here on the beach in a bra and some long shorts because we got here and the water called me. It called me, and I knew I was going in. I knew it. I had been in the car. We passed our neighborhood turnoff. I didn't plan on going to the beach, but I was feeling so driven to really just, like, I'm in the hearty, meaty part of my, a hearty, meaty part of my healing. Like, another big wave is crashing, right? The stuff, it really does come up in waves. There's so many parallels with the ocean.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All And postpartum and the anxiety and depression and then the trauma and some people just want one wave, but if you're like me, like you love the beach, you want all the waves. And it seems like there's always more. But that's the beauty. I was telling my kids today, I was like, listen, I brought you some good stuff and I've protected you and I teach you so many good things and I've also passed down crap from the family line and I'm sorry. And I said, but you know what? Jesus Christ is who you need. Like, you have me, but you need him. And that helps me to, not just to feel better, but also to know that I'm not trying to play God as their mom. That I'm not trying to be the one they love the most. I'm not trying to be anything other than a mother, which is different than a savior, for sure. All right, the other thing, the other parallel with the waves here is that each wave, oh my gosh, the sun just came out from behind clouds. It is glorious. I feel glorious, glorious, and a chance to start again. I was born for this, born for this. It's who I am, it's who I am. So good. You got to go listen to that song. I don't know who sings it, but I love his rapping. He's like, so good. All right. The second thing is every wave that crashes is unique. They're each totally different. And sometimes, like, because they're all waves, right? Every time a wave of trauma of that past stuff comes up, sometimes the temptation is to think like, no, but I already rode a wave, or no, I got this. I know how to heal. It's a wave, but every wave is different. Some are like low and smooth, and then others are big and tall, and then they crash, and others are a slow fold. And each of us kind of has our own unraveling. The waves of trauma, as they come up, they come in different, literally different waves, but different types of waves. They feel different each time. So don't be too hard on yourself if something new comes up and it's like throws you for a new one, even though you've already dealt with so much and you're already so strong. That's how it's supposed to be. And I truly testify, like I really do believe that Jesus Christ is the anchor through all of this stuff. All right, so how does this relate? I want to give, for those of you who are like, this is a little over my head, I like this girl. I like that she has this belief that anxiety and depression aren't just symptoms, period, but like they are symptoms of some pain and stuff we need to address deeper that will improve, you know, all of our life, not just, you know, feeling less anxious and depressive. But let me give you some context. So I teach, my name's Lizzie. I teach postpartum mamas how to, number one, and this is really important because therapy and other professionals, I'm not dissuading anybody from going there, but sometimes those ones want to go into the deep traumatic childhood stuff first. But I'm a big advocate of, we got to make the day-to-day doable. If you are struggling to do the day-to-day, if you're just not excited about life, if you're resenting your kids, if you're aggressive and hitting them and cursing at them and just like not being the mom you want to be, if there's like enmeshed boundaries where your kid does not know how to leave you alone and you don't know how to get him away from you and like have a proper boundary, that's a good sign. That's depressiveness and anxiousness. Okay. That's enmeshment, whatever you want to call it. And you're invited to do this work. So I help mamas in that position, whether you are right after a baby or you haven't had a baby in a while, but you are technically postpartum since you have given birth at some point in your life or adopted a newborn. I help them, number one, and this is important, like I said, manage the symptoms. So even though I don't say we need to stop there, I help them do that first, okay? So I have a three-step process: calm your body, calm your mind, calm your life. And so I teach women how to calm their body. What this does is it brings down the anxiety and it turns the depression, it wanes it, it mellows it out. And so then you have access to yourself a little bit more. And from that point, we learn how to get to the root of it. Like, what's this really about? Why is this flag of depression and anxiety? Because that's what I believe they are. They are like flags from our subconscious to get our conscious mind's attention. So why did your subconscious send you this flag? Just like it sends you a dream about an old boyfriend. What is it trying to say about how you're feeling in your marriage, right? So when your subconscious sends you anxiety and depression and or depressiveness, what is it trying, what work needs to be done? It's a calling inward. It's a calling inward. When things aren't working on the outside, it's for a reason. It's to call your attention to the inside. So what attention do you need to give?
Saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Now, usually, it's birth trauma, and then it's, like, old boyfriend trauma, and then it's, I mean, there's no specific order, but, and then eventually we usually get to mother, like your mom, and your family line, and all that stuff comes up, and that's some work I'm still doing right now, and it, like I said, it kind of never ends, at least not my experience, but I'm only 32, so I can't say for sure, but when you do this work, all of a sudden you look back one day and you get to enjoy your life so much better. Just like once you've ridden a few waves, like once you know how to do waves, you get to enjoy the beach so much more. You don't just have to stay back and look at it. You know how to swim. You know how to body surf. You can get out a wakeboard or a boogie board. A boogie board is what I meant. So, same thing with your pain. Once you learn how to recognize that your subconscious is trying to get your conscious mind's attention, manage it, and then attend to the root of why those symptoms came in the first place, you have a vantage point towards your life and towards your past that you can't have when your pain is bottled up in your body. You just can't have it. And I hate to say that, but it's true, and it's totally worth it, because once you do this work, it's like that sun that is seriously shining so beautifully on my face. It just comes out from behind the clouds, and all of a sudden you don't have depression anymore, and you aren't anxious. But maybe you're less depressive and anxious than you ever have been in your whole life. A lot of times when people work with me and they do this healing, this postpartum work, really it's your whole life work. Postpartum is just a great starting point, and a lot comes up postpartum. That's a whole other episode I could talk about, but it really ends up being, they realized that they were never actually that happy. Like, they thought they were, but all of it was so pretend, and all of it wasn't actually them. And the only way you can really find who you really truly are, like, I know that's the quest that all of us kind of ache for. We want to be authentic. We want to be strong. We want to have passions and know what your passions are. Girl, if you don't know what your passions are, you're full of pain. If you don't know what your hobbies are, if you don't know what you love to do, that is a call in and of itself. That's a form of depression. That isn't healthy. And I'm not trying to insult you. I'm trying to say, bring yourself into healing. Whoever you want to work with and however you want to do it. I personally think I'm kind of amazing. If I could toot my own horn for just a second, I'm not perfect, okay? I'm not perfect. And as a business owner, you know, I still have to work on the things all the time to try to balance everything and plan everything out and blah, 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 blah. But I have 3 years and count so many hours of coaching women. Like, we're talking like probably in the 800s at this point of coaching women. Postpartum women, depression and anxiety. But then I also went through it myself twice. And everything from panic attacks to suicidal thoughts to calling my brother and being like, does my tongue look swollen to you? And having health-related anxiety and calling the ambulance because I thought I was dying. And then they were like, honey, have you ever heard of anxiety? Like, do you think it's giving anxiety? I've been there. It's humiliating. And it's caused waves of its own kind in my family with my children, and I've had to work hard to undo that. And I don't want that for you. I want you to come get help now before you have, you know, 3, 4, 5 years of back work to do because you waited to get help. And I'm not trying to scare you, but like, it does. It takes a toll. Depression's like a black hole, and anxiety can be too. And it steals your presence, and it steals your connection. And it isolates you and isolates you into shame and into panic. And I don't want that for you. So I'm inviting you to join my membership, become someone that wants to heal postpartum and beyond, way back. It's all of it's there on the table. But of course, don't feel overwhelmed. We'll just start with the beginning stuff. If you don't feel ready to be in a community, I've got the postpartum anxiety course. Just go to lizzielangston.com/course. If you'd prefer to have the course and the membership, there's that option, lizzielangston.com/course. You can get the course and the membership. And if you just want to like get yourself in the community and, you know, worry about the rest later, there's lizzylangston.com/course, and there's a membership only option. Either way you cut your cake, I can't wait to see, watch you eat it. Is that cool? Is that a cool metaphor? I love you guys. The waves love you. The beach loves you. Pura vida from Costa Rica. We'll talk soon.
Hey, Lizzie here. If you love what's on the podcast, you're going to love my postpartum anxiety online course. The course is designed to help you manage your anxiety, reconnect with yourself to avoid deeper depressiveness, and then address any broader traumas from childhood and beyond. To purchase the course, go to lizzylangston.com/course. That's Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, Langston, LANGSTON.com/course. I cannot wait to see and hear how you transform in the online course. I'll see you inside.